We're going to shift gears here and talk about a different kind of cross-border story. This one has to do with soccer. Even though the U.S. made a respectable showing at the World Cup, it's no soccer powerhouse. Yet, one soccer club in Mexico, the Xolos, is finding success by adding American players with Mexican roots to its roster. And other Mexican teams are taking note. Akiko Fujita has a story from Tijuana.
Game day at Estadio Caliente in Tijuana. It looks like a typical big American sporting event. Fans tailgate decked in team colors, red and black. One group of supporters, known as the Massacre, rallies the crowds. And the team's logo, a hairless dog, is everywhere. It's like this at fever pitch for 90 minutes. It's what you'd expect from any Mexican soccer game. But the Tijuana Xolos isn't your typical Mexican club. They play just south of the California border. Many of their fans drive in from the U.S. And their star player, a Mexican-American who commutes from San Diego.
Yeah, well, I didn't really see myself playing in Mexico, but I wanted to play professional soccer, so that was my goal. I mean, no matter where I was.
That's Joe Corona, a laid-back 23-year-old midfielder. He was born in California to a Mexican dad and a mom from El Salvador. He played soccer a lot growing up. And eventually, he scored a scholarship to play at San Diego State University. And that's just when the Xolos in Mexico started gaining steam. So when a friend encouraged Corona to try out for the Mexican club, he had mixed feelings.
I remember it was like 1 month thinking about it. Like, should I stay at San Diego State or should I come and try it out in Mexico and to make my dream come true?
Corona chose the Xolos, and within 2 years, he helped the club win their first league title, kind of like winning the Super Bowl here. Johnny Aviles, a writer for the website Soccerly, says Corona was one of several Mexican-American players who've had a crucial role in the Xolos' success.
Joe Corona is kind of the poster boy of what the team wants to be, that we're not a Mexican club, we're not an American club, we're a border club.
Aviles says that until the Xolos rose up, clubs rarely gave Mexican-Americans a look. The stigma was that American soccer was considered clumsy and lacking in skill.
Mexican soccer has always been about Mexicans or, you know, the big money foreigners that they bring in, the big Argentine, the big Brazilian.
Aviles also said that players like Corona, even with dual citizenship, sometimes weren't considered real Mexicans. But the Tijuana club embraces them. They see their proximity to the States as an edge. They've set up a training academy near the border, held tryouts near L.A., and recruited young Mexican-American players into their junior leagues. And now other elite Mexican clubs like Chivas and Club America have followed suit. It's an effort that's now brought more than 20 Mexican-American players to Mexico, who might have never gotten noticed by Major League Soccer recruiters in the U.S.
MLS does a lot of recruiting from college, and Mexican-American population in the U.S. is not a demographic that sends a lot of kids to college. So the dream to play professionally for these kids was to kind of leave home and come test their luck in Mexico.
And these players can still live in the U.S. But still, you'd think that playing between two cultures could make for some messy loyalties. Take Joe Corona. He plays for a Mexican team, but he was also picked to play for the U.S. national team. But that's not something his fans in Tijuana see as a problem.
Pues mira, es una identidad que le ha dado Tijuana. Tijuana es, pues ahora sí que las dos Californias, San Diego, Tijuana.
This fan says the Xolos represent Tijuana, both Baja California and Southern California. Corona agrees, and he hopes to see more soccer players and fans like him crossing the border with ease, catching games on either side. For the world, I'm Akiko Fujita, Tijuana.
And if you want to see that hairless dog mascot, and you should because hairless dogs are freaky cute, we've got that along with other pics from the Tijuana pitch. They're all at PRI.org.